Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, let's get a bunch of your calls out of the way. I got my analysis on Ron Paul I want to go through. I mentioned some of it last hour. I got a bunch of police state news that we are going to cover with domestic CIA ops, all of it coming up. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I'm the guy that called about 3 months ago and gave you some information on the chemtrail thing, the real deal that's going on in the sky with the ARM program.
And yeah, tell folks the name of that term again. I even had a bunch of printouts on that.
It's called the Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. That's what it stands for, Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program.
Yeah, but then they have the aerosol release. Let me find it. I actually have it here in my stack.
Indirect, semi-direct, and direct aerosol campaign.
That's right, and I spent a day or two looking at that, gave it to Watson, gave it to everybody, put it out, asked for an article, and everybody's busy and didn't do it. But I spent hours at a time on that. And then they just admit all this atmospheric spraying, German TV admitting they're doing it, and they really are. I mean, it wasn't there until 96. Suddenly they've added something to the jet fuel or something, but jets will fly right next to other jets that don't and leave these trails that are at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet, even in the summer, and then they admit there's huge atmospheric manipulation going on.
Yeah, and the name of the company that they subcontract to, because they subcontract a lot of their work out, and they work with the universities, one of the companies they work with is called Battelle. And Battelle works with a lab called Pacific Northwest National Lab, and they cook all this stuff up at these labs, right? And I got, you know, I went on to even talk to some of these, lab technicians there, you know, that are, some of them are doctors and stuff in this, and they basically, you know, they do all this, they put the chemicals in there, and they're the ones that do that, and then it's just the process they work with. You know,
well, I'll tell you what, you should write an article with footnotes, names, and numbers, and I'll call and vet to make sure it's accurate, because you've called and I've found out a lot of what you're saying is true. I'm not saying you're lying. I haven't been able to prove it all. And we will publish it at prisonplanet.com.
Okay, and you got the ARM program again. Remember, you went on last time and saw that on there, right?
The ARM program, yes, the ARM.
The Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. If people just type that in there, Google that, they'll see everything there. It'll lead them to the next thing, to the next thing. They could type in Battelle. That'll tell them everything. I mean, those are the companies that are doing it. I mean, actually, that's part of the DOE, the ARM program, which is tied into the universities. If you look at some of those news clips that you have, they interviewed a professor there, if you remember that.
And you notice he goes, well, what's wrong with spraying the atmosphere to keep us safe? We need to start. Exactly. He says, we're not doing it now, but we soon will be. And then you go in there, and it turns out they're doing it everywhere.
Yeah, they're doing it right now, and this is the proof. And I want people to call these people up or, you know, so let's put them on the spot. This is the real thing right here. And, you know, all these chemtrail people.
But we know they're compartmentalized. From your study of this, what do you think the master plan is?
I think they're going to keep doing this thing. They're going to blame it on global warming. Of course, that's their cover-up on it. And, they might be doing something with that for climate change, but I know they're putting their stuff in the atmosphere to also harm us. I think it's going to continue, and it's continued, you know, before this time, back in the 60s they had, you know, stuff going back in those days. And I also gave you another researcher named Jim Phelps. Actually, this guy worked for the DOE, and this guy would be...
Yeah, what's his website? I'll get him on. I actually... what's his website?
DOE Watch. DOE Watch. And,
I'm not going to wait anymore. Last time I didn't tell my producer to get him. Hey, Aaron, come on in, buddy. He's in there editing video, and I got to run Aaron in there. I got to get a PA system here. In fact, I'm setting that up this week. Hey, will you go tell Trey to come on in here? Because I'm going to say this now before I forget. I'll say it during the break now. See, my brain moves on to the next thing. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. Thanks. Thank you so much. For your research and much of what you told me about, Scott did check out. We do have the chemtrail lady coming on Wednesday. I keep canceling her because I've been so busy. And maybe you'll call in during that, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you create a data page of like 20, 30 links and a few paragraphs of basic comments? Email it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We'll post it.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to get into how the mainstream national media is starting to announce, starting to push the national ID card and tell you how great it is. So we're going to be breaking that down, too. More on Ron Paul, more on the election fraud in New Hampshire as that unfolds. Right now, let's go ahead and move quickly to some of your phone calls. Let's talk to Toby in Indiana. Toby, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to see what your opinion was of Benjamin Fulford and some of the information that he's come out with.
Well, we had Benjamin Fulford on Friday and Sunday, and he's on tomorrow again. I've been having him on for many interviews.
I didn't hear him on Sunday. I heard him briefly on Friday, and that's what got me interested in him. And I started doing my own research, and I was actually pretty, impressed with what I found so far.
I mean, I know the stuff he talks about is real. As far as the fact, I believe he believes he's been approached by the Asian mafia or secret society / government. I mean, he gets interviews with David Rockefeller, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Everything he's saying, or 99% of it, is already, we can confirm in ourselves from government documents.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, about his, how he's kind of laying out an ultimatum for him to kind of back off.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't know. I mean, I think he believes what he's saying, but, these are pretty deceptive groups. Government's deceptive. The Asian mafia tying into its government's very deceptive. And we're going to have a further discussion about that tomorrow.
Great. Well, I'll listen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Toby. Justin in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there. This is Justin F. Case here. I just wanted to let you know, I started listening to your show about a year ago. Three years ago. And I've worked in radio broadcasting, then I became a monk. The whole point of this is I want everybody out there to know I'm sitting here taking care of my mother. I'm not leaving my room. But I jumped on YouTube and started cutting up videos following what you had taught me. And 1 year later, I've had over 500,000 people look at the material that you're talking about, including the movies Hacking Democracy, Zeitgeist, World Banking System. I mean, I'm sitting in my room not going outside because I'm taking care of my mother full time. And yet I was able to reach 500,000 people. And I just want everybody in America and in the world to listen to that. If we all work together, we'll win.
Absolutely. And then people will say, yeah, but that's the web. That's not the real world. 75% of the country is now on the web. Internet television is now bigger than mainstream television. Now, you got 10,000 flavors, so individually it's not as big. You know, you still got big guns in mainstream media that have bigger individual audiences, but overall their audience is now smaller. And absolutely, I mean, because of listeners taking clips of my show, videos we've done, I mean, we have had hundreds of millions of views on Google and YouTube altogether, literally hundreds of millions, you know, tens of millions per video, some of the big ones. And that's just me. Tell folks your YouTube channel or your handle.
My handle is Justin F. Case, C-A-S-E. And honestly, I worked in radio broadcasting. We've talked before.
No, I know. I think we've even talked off air before. What's your YouTube channel?
The YouTube channel name, they just need to look up Justin F. Case. And put that in, type that in, and my webpage will come up.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. Take care. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, just doing something. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Tom in Alaska, going north to Alaska. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? First-time caller. I've been following all you guys for about 6 years now, and I think the most relevant thing I got right now is this missing nuclear weapon thing that out of the Minot, North Dakota Airport.
Minot, yeah.
You have to Barksdale?
Well, it's not missing anymore. It was gone for about a day. And
well, they said there were six of them gone for a day, but yet the chain of command was broken, and they only reported five arriving and six leaving. And, you know, they came out, and the general came out and had a real good bunch of questions here about specifics of the program and how it was impossible that this was a mistake, and that if this is a possibility, why would they not use this for a false flag attack? Do you think that's possible?
Well, they don't need to lose the nuke themselves so then they get blamed. They can just say the Russians lost one. They can say Al-Qaeda cooked one up in their, in their oven at home. The public would believe that. They believe the weapons-grade anthrax can be made in a bucket, not in a $100-plus million factory. As the U.S. grade, weapons grade, super grade was used to attack Bush's enemies, and then they blame it on the Easter Bunny, basically. But, yeah, that's a big story. But I think the biggest story is you're under fluoride attack.
I'm on a well. I'm off their system. I'm on a well, and I'm
sure.
I see what these people are. They're a bunch of savage animals.
I agree with you, but my point is, well, it's a dominance thing. It's like, we're dominant, we're going to poison you, we've got the power, they enjoy evil. But my point is, I'm for the listeners out there. See, I just desperately want to warn them about vaccines. I want to desperately warn them about the water. I want to warn them about the air. I want to warn them about GMO. This is the big deal. The enemy is masters of soft kill. That's where they're really hitting us hard. You know, soft, quiet way to slowly kill you with a debilitating disease. Yeah, they'll have big flash events where a nuke goes off and blows up 20 city blocks. And then, you know, big police state comes. But it's the everyday, the lying, the stealing, the corruption, the imprisonment, the shipping the drugs in, the pushing the legal drugs. That's why I just constantly throw that out. I know it's annoying to some listeners, but we got new listeners every minute who I've got to warn.
Sabelle Edmonds, we need to go into that a little bit more about what she's coming out about the nuclear secrets being sold also, do you think?
Well, I mean, it did come out to Clinton and Bush.
To everybody but us. It's around the whole world. It's bouncing off every satellite except ours.
I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your call. Sabelle Edmonds, we've had her on. And I mean, what do you say about her? She said money laundering, nuclear secrets. She said that 2 years ago on this show. And now supposedly she's gone more public. And she talks about nuclear blackmail. And she talks about how the government's basically run by a bunch of narcotics traffickers. And that's true. At a certain level. My whole thing is tell me something I didn't know. I mean, reverse engineered, it was in the BBC in 1999. By reverse engineered, I mean it was hidden in plain view, that nuclear weapons secrets and components were given by the British and the U.S. to Pakistan, AQCon Laboratories. And the FBI was blocked from stopping those transfers. That happened under Clinton and under Bush. So Sybelle Edmonds is now talking about it. Great. Great. Tell me something I don't know, sister. I mean, we could have her on here. Number one, she's real careful on this show. And she's very high and mighty, and that's fine and dandy. Again, tell me something I didn't know. Everybody's like freaking out that Jesse Ventura blew the whistle about 23 CIA agents waiting for him on his first day at work in the basement of the Capitol, basically telling him that they ran things. Then the media tried to call him a liar. Then they called the CIA up, and they admitted it. And the locals, it's in the newspaper in Minneapolis this week. It was also on NPR. I mean, tell me something I didn't know, Jesse. And I'm not saying, oh, I know, oh, I know. People keep going, Alex, how did you know 10 years ago that the NSA had whole floors of every phone company grid? Because I read it in the bill. Telecommunications Act of 96 gave originally $6 billion, turned out being $9 billion, to wire. The NSA is the phone company. You don't have to tap your phone. People go, I hear clicking, I hear... That's probably water in your lines or a squirrel chewing through the line. You don't hear clicking, folks. They are the phone company, okay? But, yes, sir, you brought up some really good points. Really good points. Good to have you on board, Tom from Alaska. James from... James, where are you calling from?
I'm in Niagara Falls, man.
Niagara Falls, New York. What's on your mind?
Actually, Niagara Falls, Canada, just a hop, skip, and jump.
Oh, okay. How are you listening to us?
Through the Internet, sir.
I know we got a couple of affiliates that actually go into Niagara Falls. So, but anyways,
yeah,
go
I'm
ahead.
I'm trying to find them. I'm having a hard time to get them, so I just plug into the Internet every day.
Sure, sure.
But a couple quick things. Canada's got our own Ron Paul. It's Connie Fogel. I'm sure you've talked to her already.
We've interviewed her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But what I really wanted to talk about is tomorrow's primary in Michigan. And how the Democrats really don't have anybody to vote for because they're off the slate.
That's right.
Well, if we could get the Kucinich or any Democrats that think, you know, Ron Paul might be the next best answer, get them out there on our side. Get them out there to vote for us.
Well, Ron Paul supporters are trying to get Michigan folks to support Ron Paul. But I think Michiganders, by and large, will do what Texans do and everybody else. They're going to go ahead and go for Romney, and that's why they're going to lose everything they've got. They just want to be abused. They want to lose everything they've got. And don't worry. This is what you want. This is what you get.
That's so sad if that's the answer. No, we got to get them on the right path.
No, but
you got to wake up, people. You got to wake up.
But I mean, I agree with you, and I'm being sarcastic there. You know, if you approach a lot of these voters and kiss up to them, they'll go, I'm a voter. You're approaching me like they're a woman and you're hitting on them. And the answer is, hey, listen, dummy. You know, you're in this position because you don't know what you're doing. You better wake up. I mean, frankly, people say to creep around these issues. I've been effective because I don't creep around. But go ahead and make your point. I won't interrupt.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I mean, if we take the Democratic and we could get the Kucinich votes and because Mitt Romney, they're putting in the paper, you know, that, oh, he's going to drop out if he doesn't get Michigan. He's ahead in an electorate, in the delegates. So, I mean, they're making a big facade out of nothing. They're saying, oh, he'll drop out. He's not going to drop out. He'll take a commanding lead.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, owner of Clear Channel Communications, is a real piece of work.
Oh, yeah. That's sarcastic in itself right there, I'm sure. But you have a great day. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate all you're doing, my friend. That's a great idea. And people are out there pushing that. By the way, we have a new website. It's ronpaulwarroom.com. I've gotten so many tips, so many ideas, so many news stories from you. That's where the story broke out about the Sutton fraud, votes not being counted, and so much more in New Hampshire. That's why it's important to post all your tips, not just Ron Paul news, but all New World Order related, SPP, NAU, you name it, all at War Room, RonPaulWarRoom.com. I'm going to leave you.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh yeah!
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps rolling
on down to San Antone.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man.
You know, I can never sing along to this one because they put the live version in. It's a different cadence in the studio, and I like.
When I hear that whistle blowing,
I hang my head. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I knew I had it coming.
There's rich folks here in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars.
All right, let's go ahead and cut that off, because I got clips coming up. I want to play part of the several of them coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go ahead and get into the real ID. Now, look, most states already had federal standardized by the mid-90s. Texas was the first in 93. Digital photo for face scan, thumbprint, all of that. The swipe on the back. In 2000, they globally standardized it under UN numbers. It's already a global ID card. Now, in 2008, they're getting around to telling you about it. Because now, it becomes the real ID card. You already had it in your wallet. It was already in place. Because you're going to have it to live, to work, to travel. Now, the illegal aliens are all selectively enforced. They're all going to be legalized, so this isn't going to matter. And you got to have it to get on a plane, anything. Total federalization, total control. And with this database, they then add everything to track you. And then this goes with the checkpoints and being stopped and being searched. Here it is. You want a national ID card? You going to get one.
The major new security initiative that is designed to make it even harder for both terrorists and illegal immigrants to obtain false identification papers. It involves a government-issued ID card that may cause enormous headaches for ordinary Americans and is already being criticized by privacy advocates.
Pit stop. It's always about, oh, it's so hard. It costs more money. Never, hey, we have a national ID card, and the feds are saying, if you don't have this, you can't go to a national park or get on an airplane or a train. Back to it.
Here to discuss the details of the program, our senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas. Pierre, this is something that's going to affect all of us, I gather. What is the program?
Charlie, as you said, for millions of Americans, it's going to be a lot more stressful to get your driver's license renewed. And we're talking about that the states are going to have to approve, you know, your Social Security information. They're going to have to prove that you are who you say you are. And also, the states are going to have to verify this information by checking various databases.
Now, right, stop right there. The state isn't going to verify. The feds verify. There's a million people on the no-fly list. This is all about control. Here it is.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff today, and he was pretty adamant that this is a matter of national security.
We are now over 6 years from 9/11. We live every day with the problems of false identification. Simply kicking this problem down the road year after year after year for further discussion and further debate and further analysis is a time-tested Washington way of smothering any proposal with process. I think the time has come to bite the bullet and get the kind of secure identification I am convinced the American public wants to have.
Charlie, now, Secretary Chertoff said he knows there are a lot of complaints, but
stop
he says
right there. In major polls, 80-plus percent, again, on every issue, but go pull them up for yourself, and we're going to play the rest of the clip after the break. They are coming in and saying, we love it when no one wants it. And then they're also saying it's to keep you safe from terrorists. They selectively enforce. The IRS won't pick up illegal aliens when local police arrest them. That's been in hundreds of newspapers. They built 20 miles of a supposed 1,000-mile fence. They're building nothing. They tried to give the illegals total legalization under the last amnesty plan that would give them these cards. So, yeah, it'll deal with illegal aliens because they're just going to give them to them. In the SPP, North American Union, September 2006 documents, they say this is the North American Union ID system. Again, it's already been integrated in globally. And Chertoff then expands how you're going to have this to get on a plane, to drive down the road, to have a driver's license, and how you're not going to be able to. The bigger issue is you're going to have no work list. Homeland Security officially said this on C-SPAN when Governor Ridge was there. Remember years ago I said, you're going to have this ID to have a job. If you hadn't paid taxes, they're not going to let you have a job. Everywhere is going to have it, even mowing yards. But it's all selectively enforced. They're already getting ready to set up the bureaucracies where the cops, if you're black or white, are going to come over and if you're mowing a yard and ask for your ID. Now, if you're an illegal alien, they're going to leave you alone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's not the kill, it's the thrill of the chase. Going down. We are in a wonderful time right now where our mettle can be tested. We're living in a time, an amazing change. The end of an age, the birth of something entirely different. And we are truly forging the future. We are truly moving forward. We are truly going to see amazing things, horrifying things, but also great things. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. I've got a news blitz here, and I want to finish up with the national ID card situation. Fabled, it is now upon us. Before we do that, two absolutely fabulous sponsors. One of them you can't miss at the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. That's Eat Foods Direct. It's where I've gotten storable foods now three times. I got stuff going back 8 years, 6 months, and a month ago. Yeah, I'm stocking up. Got a family to take care of. It's freeze-dried, lasts a long time, high quality, more than 10 years. Very nutritious. It's what you need in these uncertain times. It's an insurance policy that you can get 100% out of, and with inflation, more than 100% out of. You can't miss on this basic insurance policy. It's more important than gold, guns, all of it. 800-409-5633. I guess that's not true. Guns are as paramount as food, because that football player had a felony, so he couldn't have a gun to protect himself. He was waiting for a machete when they came to kill him. People are coming to kill me. It wouldn't matter if I was a felon. I'm going to have a gun. Especially people are death threatening me. But I mean, luckily I have no convictions, no nothing, but I could be a felon, and this is a 357 Magnum right here by me. Somebody comes in here on me, I'm going to put them down. Anyway, side issue. The point is, you need to get storable food. It's right up there with guns. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. Fabulous, fabulous people. Also, I have got another sponsor that deals with food. It's 20 superfoods in one green food. It's no speeds, no fillers, nothing that'll get you high as a kite. Because I've tried other green foods, and they make me sick. This one doesn't. I heard, oh, this is great. It's from folks in Austin. George Humphrey's telling me about it years ago. They want to contact you 3 years ago. Never got them as sponsors. I didn't used to even track down sponsors when they called. So I called them up, got them as a sponsor after I ate the stuff, and it's just wonderful. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheat grass, chlorella, spirulina, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com. Go to prisonplanet.com in the middle of the right-hand side, click through there, you get 10% off, get a bulk order, get 20% on top of that 10%, enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And I haven't put a plug in today, I'll just go ahead and throw one out. You want to go crazy? You want to go wild? You want to really rip the guts out of the New World Order and go directly to your throat? Just stop playing games? Go ahead and head up, assault them? Oh, you get to assault them every day, you don't have to lay down and take them. No, go ahead and assault them with the info war. Hurt them bad. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and get in on the thrill of the chase, the once-in-a-lifetime fight against the New World Order. Download Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Download Terror Storm, The Final Cut, History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Burn them to disk in high quality. Get them out to people. I do want to commend all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to encourage all of you out there listening, if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can get 5 months plus, comes up to 5.3 months, free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll free to get hard copies of Endgame or Terror Storm, any other books or videos we carry, 1-888-253-3139 or 888-253-3139. And lastly, if you're listening to us on an AM or FM station in Memphis, Tennessee, or Kansas City, or Austin, Texas, support the sponsors. Even if you just call them and say thank you for sponsoring. Or check out the fine products. That's a great way. Spread the word about those stations and how you're listening. That's a great way to turn folks on. Of course, there's a free podcast at InfoWars.com. The whole show every day sent to your MP3 player or iPod device, listen how you want, when you want, where you want. Also, share it with people. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, RonPaulWarRoom.com. You can link through it all those places and find the free podcast. And the show restreams 21 hours a day till the next live show at 11 a.m. Central. So when this show ends, come up in about 25 minutes, or I guess sooner than that now, about 20 minutes, you can, if you missed any of the first hour, you are absolutely welcome to tune in there. Okay, let's finish up with the last minute or so as they announced to the slaves their national ID card. And as son of the devil, that's, I mean, you know, Jones means son of Jonas. He called me son of Jonas. As son of the devil, Michael Chertoff tells us about what slaves we are.
Charlie, now, Secretary Chertoff said he knows there are a lot of complaints, but he says he's going forward no matter what.
Is this going to be a separate identity card that we're going to have to carry, or will your driver's license, if you drive, serve as this identity card?
Now, that's exactly right, Charlie. The driver's license that you get at your local DMV is going to serve as the identity card. But again, that card is going to have some security features in it, and it's also going to have to be the job of the state to prove that you are a U.S. citizen or have legal status.
Now, Pierre, there's already ample evidence that people who shouldn't have them can get American passports. So is this more about Homeland Security or is it more about immigration?
I think it's a combination of both. They don't want terrorists to be able to get on board planes. They kept pointing today to the fact that the 9/11 hijackers all had multiple state driver's licenses. But they also admit that this will make it much more difficult, they believe, for illegal immigrants to move freely throughout society.
And I gather there are privacy concerns, a lot of privacy concerns on some people's parts.
In fact, a lot of people are saying that this might be another way that you can have your identity stolen. We spoke to Michael Greenberger today, who is a University of Maryland professor.
A key question is that the states are going to have to create massive databases, use massive databases, and are these databases going to be secure? The track record on the security of these databases is not good. They are hacked into on a regular basis.
So, Charlie, expect a fight between the states, the feds, and also privacy activists.
All right. Yes, the states will have to pay for this, I gather, to issue these cards. All right. Pierre Thomas, thanks very much. Something that will affect everyone, not for a few years, but will eventually affect everyone.
All over the country, they're making school teachers do retina scans, thumbprints, background checks. Not just a background check, they'll get in the database. Real estate workers, and Homeland Security says everyone will get fingerprints every year. There'll be random checkpoints on the highways, trains. Life will be like shopping malls. Everything will be like airports. And they're shifting the economy over to just goons everywhere, all low-grade morons, running around ordering us about. Yeah, they want to stop terrorists. I mean, these people are sick. They ordered the U.S. embassy heads in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Ottawa, Canada, the heads of the embassies, to let the hijackers into the U.S. even though they were flagged as terrorists. And when the embassy heads refused, they got State Department calls with high ups saying their CIA officers let them in. That terror cover is a designation for a cover. Then we had the head of the Defense Language School go public and say, we train these men at our base. They're U.S. government agents. I trained them. Colonel Butler. Then we had it come out. They were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. It all came out. End of story. End of government inside job right there. Did they nerve gas them on board? Did they remote control? That's the intel I've got. But once they get on the planes, we don't know. But let me see. We got U.S. government agents with their houses, cars, credit cards, everything paid for by the government. I mean, the media, whenever they come to town to interview me, they never want to talk about that. It's like throwing holy water on a vampire. You start talking about that, and they just go, no, 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 no. We're not going to talk. I go, what about Northwoods? We're not talking about that. I go, oh, this is a hit piece, isn't it? They will never let any real stuff out. Drills of the exact same targets, exact same times, being hit by hijacked jets that morning. Impossible. Impossible. 7-7, the same bull. And they treat you like idiots. Like idiots. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll take our troops tens of thousands of times and put them in fields or put them in chambers and nerve gas them and then dissect their bodies. They'll take happy young sergeants and put them in chambers and murder them so they can dissect their bodies. But the government, that's all declassified. That's public. You suckers out there, you neocon followers that tell me I'm lying about 9/11. But you've all heard about how they killed our own troops. I'd like to slap you around. I really would. But yeah, I've had good old boys a few times in restaurants around here for giving me looks. Hey, don't you understand? I'll take you out in the street and literally break your neck, punk. You just go ahead and take a swing and so the cameras pick it up in there so I can have my way with you, you pieces of filth. Excuse me. I apologize for saying that. I'm sorry. I just a few times in the last few weeks of people bugging their eyes out at me. After I stare back at them, they look away. Listen, I'm not a cowardly piece of garbage like you. You understand that? I'm not scum, and I'm not giving into this evil without a fight. So don't you look at me like I'm bad, you cowardly piece of filth. Look, I am very threatened by all this. Do you understand? I'm mad. Just like a water buffalo gets mad in that famous video on the web when the lion grabs it and is dragging it around, and a crocodile comes out and grabs it, and they're fighting over it, and the water buffaloes see and run in and rout all these lions. I mean, if you reach in a hole and grab a badger's babies, it's going to come out and bite you. A squirrel will bite you. Since when did they take your instinct to fight back away? And, you know, I just have no stomach for you cowardly people that stick American flags all over your cars and wear Harley-Davidson T-shirts. Now, the good guys stick flags on their cars, too, and wear Harley-Davidson T-shirts. We were bad under Clinton when, you know, good old boys did that. But, I mean, now, it's always that same type that smarts off to me in a parking lot or says something. You're punks. You're going to have everything you've got taken by your precious government. You've been pumped full of poisons they put in you. They kill our troops all the time. They CPS innocent children all the time. I want no part of you or what you're doing. And actually, I wouldn't get in a fight with anybody. I've got to continue the info war. I just, at a primitive level, everybody wants to shoot their mouths off but wanting to go wild and get physical. Believe me, folks, at a primitive level, I want to. But I also understand we're having a bigger effect in the info war at this time, at this juncture, at this point. I mean, in England, they beat up some We Are Change people. Here's a video of them all bloodied. Just literally beating the daylight. You don't aren't allowed to demonstrate or protest anymore in London. They just beat the living daylights out of you. But see, all that got caught on video. All that got caught. See, that's going to hurt the enemy. If they had fought back, they could have, you know, claimed something. No. It's the taking the slap to the face. Look, listen to this. Organs to be taken without consent. Gordon Brown has thrown his weight behind a move to allow hospitals to take organs from dead patients without explicit consent. By the way, they already do that in the U.S. In fact, my dad told me when I was getting my driver's license, don't sign the organ donor card. They kill you in the hospitals for it, in some hospitals. I didn't believe him. Then later it came out on 60 Minutes. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, the Prime Minister says that such a facility would save thousands of lives that hope such system can start this year. See how it's all changing. They stopped giving the Hippocratic Oath 10 years ago to not do harm. Hospital of custom-built organs. Hopes of custom-built organs, a scientist create beating heart. Scientists have created a beating heart in a laboratory, and a breakthrough that could allow doctors one day to make a range of organs for transplant almost from scratch. So they'll have a computerized pacemaker, too, that regulates and controls it. It'll be grown out of your tissue. You and I will never have access to that. Just like they admit now they've got a cure for Alzheimer's, you're not going to have access to that. They're not going to give you see cures every week, and you're never going to have access to it. Just remember that. Thousands of UK prisoners to be chipped like dogs. I don't even have time to cover that. Homeschooling a crime in Germany. World Net Daily reports homeschoolers need to be making plans to flee Germany en masse after government documents implied that the advent of the coming crackdown that would target them, an advocate says. The government letter is addressed to school administrators of state and private schools. And the subject line specifies custody withdrawn for violation of mandatory school attendance. The German court determined that the parents refused to send their children to either a state or state-approved private school is a misuse of parents' custodial rights, which violates the use of the well-being of the child. The letter dated just a few weeks ago, which requires actions by the family court. Germany has not banned homeschooling since the Nazis ruled. Well, England's been trying, so has California. Look, I haven't really spent time on this. We should do stories on it. We should talk about it. Let me give my writers some nexus points if they choose to take this mission, or you, the listeners, can do it, too, and post it on RonPaulWarRoom.com. We'll post it everywhere. You can post anything. It will be seen by a website now ranked like 20,000 on Alexa. That's huge. Or if it's really good or we see it, we'll post it on the other sites and magnify it. Let me give you some nexus points. They built these federal emergency management command centers. They call them traffic centers for the locals so they won't get scared. Then within just a few years, they admit they're threat integration centers, FEMA. Then they put CIA over it. CIA, starting in L.A. in 64 and New York at a similar time, took control physically with narcotics actions with the local police in the name of fighting Russians who they told locals were dealing in narcotics. Really, it was the control, the flow of narcotics. Since then, you notice they've been recruiting CIA everywhere. They're roughly tripling the amount of field operatives they got. They're going to inject them domestically, running the gamut from hit squads to surveillance, espionage, tracking, you name it. But this is in 1999. Jesse Ventura, Public Radio, and the local paper, Pioneer Press, reported Minneapolis, St. Paul, that he showed up and 23 CIA agents were waiting for him in his basement conference room. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-933-3700, and let's take America back.
The dogs of war are coming against free humanity. Will you see who they are, or will you stay mesmerized like a zombie until it's too late? Will you resist? Again, the government's going completely criminal. Everywhere they announce it's the law that you must take vaccines. It's the law you must do this, you must do that. And now, from the Los Angeles Times today, Farmers fear a barnyard Big Brother. Now, remember, we told you this 3 years ago. The feds pushed the animal ID. It's not the law anywhere. In Texas, it's just a regulation that's recommended. But the 4-H clubs, all the different organizations, they say you can't. It's our policy that you can't show an animal unless they're chipped and you've registered your parents' premises and the animal. Now, Big chicken producers, the poultry producers, the pork belly producers, the cow producers, the big packers, they openly lobbied this through. It's federal recommendations, regulations, and they openly said it is to put out the small farmers. Because, see, the big companies don't have to do all this. It's just to shut you down. And, of course, it's to fight Al-Qaeda, they say, because Al-Qaeda wants to attack the cows. Of course, the British launched the foot-and-mouth attacks. That's now been admitted in Europe, in England. And it's the same thing here. There's no law. They're just saying you got to do it. And, folks, once they get you to sign on to it, now you've signed a corporate contract with the government, and you basically don't own your property anymore if you read it. But, of course, they're not. No one knows this. You just, in fact, I'm not even going to the rodeo next year and fair. I'm boycotting the Travis County one. I'm not taking my children to see the cows and pigs. And I may go by myself and hand out flyers to boycott it outside because those people are all submitting to it. Stop it! This is how they put the grids in. Farmers fear Barnyard Big Brother. They made an example. She was the champion and the winner. They waited and said, oh, sorry, you can't win the blue ribbon because you didn't ship the animal. Federal database of animals to fight disease outbreaks is a threat to privacy and family operations, critics say. Days after parading around her beefy black steer in the dung-scented August heat of Colorado State Fair, Brandy Calderwood, let's get her on, made the final competition. 4 months, the 16-year-old worked from dawn until dusk, fitting in the work around the school to feed, train, and clean her steer. But just before the last round, when the animals are sold, fair officials disqualified her. She'd won all these championships up to there. They allegedly that Brandy had not properly followed the new and controversial rule. See, it's a rule with them and required children to register their farms. Their farms. The children have to register the farms. See, it's about to get the parents in because everybody refused. Now they're going, okay, your kid can't even be in this then. With a federal animal tracking system, after heated words, the Calderwoods were told to leave. A security guard trailed Brandy and her mother even to the restroom. See, it's all about humiliating, assaulting you with scum, filth everywhere. And again, you idiots that wear black ski masks out there, you're going to be paying $10 for a steak because of this. $20, $30 just to buy one at Walmart. You don't understand, though. You love the enslavement, so fine, just enjoy it. Here's Scientific American admitting deadly poison fluoride in the water, admitting it's filled with hundreds of poisons. I can't believe this is in the news. We'll have to start the show with this tomorrow. I'm going to make sure. Maybe Aaron can do a blurb on this. It's Jones Report. My crew does a fabulous job. Luke Radowski will be in studio tomorrow. Yeah, I just had too much today. He's out there working on videos. He's uploading to WeAreChange.org anyways. I mean, they're just hitting us from every angle. They're making their move right now. You better wake up to the full-scale attack. Get out of 4-H. Get out of Future Farmers of America. Get out of all of it. Just say, you know what? This is how they take you over, folks. You better tell every... If you've got people living in the farming areas, call them. Explain it to them. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Transmission restarts right now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.